In this bulletin, more extreme weather to continue in parts of New South Wales and Queensland. Restrictions eased in South Australia and Queensland ahead of Christmas. And in Formula One, Max Verstappen wins the season-ending Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Northern New South Wales and southeast Queensland are bracing for more wild weather as a powerful weather system wreaks havoc. The Bureau of Meteorology predicts conditions are set to continue with heavy rain, damaging winds and dangerous surf conditions expected. Flood warnings are in place for the northern rivers and mid-north coast of New South Wales and for southeast Queensland from Fraser Island to the border with New South Wales. State Emergency Service Deputy Commissioner for New South Wales, Daniel Austin, has told Sky News some warnings have been downgraded as conditions ease.
We're expecting to see some significant heavy rainfall probably from late this morning at this stage, although that has slowly been just sliding backwards. So we did expect to see that originally overnight last night. Very grateful that didn't eventuate, and we'll see what the rest of today brings. But rainfall total somewhere in the 100 mil is probably what's expected this afternoon at this stage.
More coronavirus restrictions have been eased in Queensland and South Australia in time for holiday celebrations. South Australians will be able to have up to 50 people gather at their home and order a drink while standing at the pub. Weddings, funerals and private licensed functions are allowed 200 guests, while gyms and cinemas have also had their capacity boosted. From noon today, dance floors will return to all Queensland venues, including pubs, clubs and nightclubs, provided dancers abide by the 2 square metre rule. Meanwhile, Victoria has recorded one new coronavirus case in a return traveller from hotel quarantine. The state has marked its 45th consecutive day with no new locally acquired infections. There are currently 7 active cases in Victoria. Moving on to other news, and Energy Minister Angus Taylor is confident Australia is on track to achieve its emissions reduction targets while announcing new support measures for oil refineries. It comes after Prime Minister Scott Morrison was uninvited from a global climate conference, with organisers deeming Australia's climate change policies insufficient. Mr Taylor will fast-track an $83.5 million rescue package for the oil sector, including production payments for 1 cent for every litre of petrol, diesel or jet fuel produced. The minister insists Australia will continue to meet and beat its goals for reducing greenhouse gases.
We deliver to the Australian people. We answer to the Australian people. That will always be our focus, as the Prime Minister made clear in the Parliament last week. So that's our focus. And the Australian people want us to bring down emissions, but they want us to do it in a way where we don't slash jobs, where we don't impose taxes, where we use technology, not taxation.
Former Resources Minister Matt Canavan is calling for Australia to impose tariffs on iron ore exports to China as trade tensions worsen between the two nations. The National Senator says taxing the resource, which China relies on, will penalise the Asian giant for enacting trade strikes against Australian beef, barley, wine and seafood. The proposal has been widely criticised, with current Resources Minister Keith Pitt insisting the government will follow the rules-based trade system. A new report has found more than 1 in 8 job ads written in foreign languages offer pay rates well below minimum wage. The union's New South Wales report, which analysed 3,000 job ads, exposes wage theft experienced by migrant workers in Australia. Over 90% of Vietnamese ads were below the legal pay rate, along with 85% of Chinese and Korean ads. Listings in Nepalese, Portuguese and Spanish were also culpable, with the lowest pay on offer being $8 an hour for a nail technician. Union's New South Wales Secretary Mark Morey says it should be a legal requirement for job ads to offer minimum wage, and is calling on the federal government to probe wage compliance and ensure protections for migrant workers. To Formula One now, and Dutchman Max Verstappen has cruised to victory for Red Bull at the season-ending Abu Dhabi Grand Prix. The 23-year-old led every lap, finishing 15.9 seconds ahead of Mercedes' Valtteri Bottas. World champion Lewis Hamilton claimed third place for Mercedes, blaming his physical condition after recovering from COVID-19. Verstappen, who ends the season third behind Bottas in overall standing, says it was a pleasant race.
We had a good start, and from there on it was just, of course, you look after the tyres, but the car was having a really good balance, and it was really enjoyable out there today. We did basically everything all right, and I think once you also start up front, you know, you can control the pace a bit more, and it makes your life a bit easier.
Let's see what the weather's doing for you around the country today. It's a sunny day for Perth, 24 degrees. Bit of cloud about in Adelaide, a top of 34. It's sunny in Melbourne, where it's 32 degrees. In Hobart, it's hot and sunny as well, 31. It's cloudy in Canberra, 25 degrees. A couple of showers about in Wollongong, 22. Much the same in Sydney, 25 degrees. A few showers for Newcastle, 24. Showers with possible heavy falls in Brisbane today, 28 degrees. It's a partly cloudy day in Cairns, where it's 33, and it's also 33 degrees in Darwin with a shower or two and a possible storm about. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS newsroom, and for more analysis of today's news, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.